Welcome back. Another Karma Koala mini bite. And we've got a series of five mini bites. And we're talking to Rod Kite in these. And we're going to talk about his specialty, which is hemp. And the word I can never pronounce properly, cannabinoids. I'm incapable of saying it. Anyway, we're going to talk about a number of things. And this, in our first one, I'm going to ask Rod a really simple question. The farm bill. What does the Mary Miller Amendment mean? Rod, thanks for joining us on the Mini Bite.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. So the Mary Miller Amendment is an amendment to the U.S. Farm Bill, which is a bill that's passed every 4 to 6 years. It's enormous. It's almost 1,000 pages of legislation, and it is the vehicle through which hemp, which is cannabis with no more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC, has been legalized in the United States. The Miller Amendment would change quite a few things. And it's not an exaggeration, Sean, to say that the Miller Amendment was specifically designed to kill the hemp cannabinoid industry. By the way, I feel you on the cannabinoid thing. Some people say cannabinoid. I say cannabinoid. But the Miller Amendment does a few things that are very detrimental to the hemp industry. First of all, it changes the definition of hemp so that the total THC, meaning Delta-9 THC plus the 0.877% of tetrahydrocannabinolic acid, known as THCA, must not exceed 0.3%. It expressly excludes viable seeds from a marijuana plant from the definition of hemp, even though they contain almost no THC, and even the USDEA itself considers them to be hemp. In other words, it's more far-reaching than even the DEA, which has been not a friend to cannabis for decades. It expressly excludes cannabinoids that the plant produces, but which are synthesized or manufactured outside the plant from the definition of hemp, even if they're produced using cGMP or other internationally accepted quality control standards, and even if they're identical to the naturally occurring cannabinoids. And I think this is maybe, it's hard to say which is the worst, but it expressly excludes, quote, quantifiable amounts of THC, including THCA, and, quote, any other cannabinoids that have amounts. Similar effects.
But that's the smallest possible percentage you can think of.
It is. I mean, what is quantifiable? I mean, if you ask a lab technician what is quantifiable, and we're talking about,
micrograms.
Going to the thousands. Or tenth or hundred thousandths of a percentage. I mean, it's essentially excludes THC from the definition of hemp. And given that THCA is present, I mean, not to be crude here, but there's poop that's present in food in micro units that's disgusting to think about, doesn't do any harm, but it's the reality. And so, to say that you can't have any THC from a cannabis plant or products that were made from it is really just to outlaw hemp altogether.
Farm Bill, which is due to, when's it being read?
Well, we don't know. This is the House version. In the United States, we have two chambers of Congress, the House and the Senate. The Senate has not taken this up, but they will. But this is the Agricultural Committee's amendment, which has been accepted for the Farm Bill. So we're certainly hoping that either on a full vote of the House, it'll get turned down, or if it makes it through the House, that the Senate will block it and come back with a much more rational definition, or frankly, just keep the current definition, which has been operating since 2018, and which the entire industry, in particular farmers, have organized and put their time and their resources into making sure that they're compliant with the existing Farm Bill. So it just pulls the rug out from underneath the entire industry. So we certainly hope it does not pass.
So Rod, thank you very much for a very quick explanation of what the Mary Miller Amendment means in the forthcoming Farm Bill.